academic subjects are not countable because they refer to abstract concepts and not actual countable things. They often appear with a plural form. For example, economics, gymnastics, linguistics, mathematics, mechanics, news, physics, and politics. Some of these subjects did have singular forms hundreds of years ago. For example, between 1400 and 1700, the word mathematic was in use. In the names of sciences and other academic subjects, the ending "-ix" is because of a 16th century revival of the classical Latin use of the suffix "-icus". This suffix means "matters relevant to," and was also used as the title of books about the subjects. Latin structures were important because, at the time, serious academic work was not done in English. English was the language of poor farmers. Academic subjects that got their names in English earlier than 500 years ago tended to remain in the singular, such as arithmetic, logic, and rhetoric. There are not many cases like these, but they exist. Once one understands why they are plural, it makes sense. But for most students, it is just treated as something else to remember. The best general rule is to see what is in the dictionary and what other people use most often, and use that.